for a Verdict, brought to you by Sputnik Africa.
Hello and welcome. I'm your host Victor Anakin and you're listening to Afro Verdict. We currently live in a world where it is at times hard to keep up with the rapid development of technology, and when artificial intelligence joins the picture, things might get a little overwhelming. But where does Africa find itself in this complicated technological environment? Get ready for an engaging discussion with Adigoke Oyinyi, a technology journalist and former editor-in-chief at Tech Cabal, with whom we tackle the issue of AI on the African continent. Mr. Oyinyi, welcome to Afro Verdict. Could you please give our listeners a brief introduction?
Thank you. Thank you, Victor. My name is Adigoke Oyinyi. I'm a technology journalist with like over a decade experience covering the growth, very encouraging growth of startups in across Africa. I like to describe myself as a technology journalist. But yeah, I have led media operations as well, been an editor-in-chief at Tech Cabal, which is arguably the leading technology publication on the continent. Also launched, founded two businesses, Tech PR Africa, which is a PR agency for technology companies. Our clientele includes like global accelerators, unicorn companies, Y Combinator startups, you know, all the works.
All right. So you seem to be an avid fan of technology, so to say. Can you give us a brief overview of the current state of implementation of AI in the various industry sectors in African countries?
Yeah. So globally, you'd see AI already being applied in advanced markets. Artificial intelligence already being applied in whether at chatbot tools for companies in design and all of that. But it's not yet mainstream here in Africa. Most companies, if you go to their website, if you ever come across any chatbot, it's still like the previous generation of chatbots and not like the present AI models that have some level of intelligence and can answer or have like a bit of coherent conversation with the visitor to the website, you know. Yeah. So, but I'd say that a lot of young people have already begun experimenting with AI tools, obviously because of the access that the internet allows. Young people, entrepreneurial-minded people have already started experimenting with tools. So whether even if it's ChatGPT, you know, people have already started using it to solve problems for themselves, whether for research purposes. Startups, businesses have been using it for research purposes. Design people have been using design tools as well. Things like Midjourney, they've already been deploying them. You know, so I would say it's still in very early stages, But yeah, young people are using it to enhance their productivity. But in terms of like institutional use, big corporations, banks, telecoms, energy, which are like the leading FMCGs, which are like the leading industries across the continent, I wouldn't say like AI has been adopted.
All right. So it's still sort of in the development stage.
I think it's because of the African experience with AI is an offshoot of what is happening globally. You know, so I mean, at the stage where AI becomes mainstream globally, I would eventually then see companies locally in Africa begin to adopt it, begin to learn how it works and all of that, and begin to adopt it. Right now, ChatGPT, for example, it's gotten media exposure. It's gotten viral media exposure. It gets and all of that. It is still in very early stage. There have been reports about the tools giving funny responses, alarming responses. Players are calling for regulation around it. Sam Altman and the OpenAI organization are trying to improve on what they've developed and things like that. You know, so it's still, it hasn't yet gotten to like hugely adopted, even in standard industries. So yeah, I think when it gets to that level, then Africa will catch up. Africa begins to adopt it, yeah.
And what are some of the most promising AI startups and initiatives currently in operation in Africa?
Interesting question. I mean, I know I have been in meetings where there have been a lot of conversation around how can we use AI, how can we deploy AI to solve local problems, you know?
Yeah.
So as far as I know, I think the stage where we're at is at that ideological stage, that theoretical phase of what can we do? How can we deploy these tools? I mean, I've been in a lot of meetings or conversations or chats, and everyone's like, how can we use this version? What problem can we solve? So, I mean, I can tell you that some of the things that have been highlighted are like, yeah, AI could help us solve problems in education. The quality of learning in Africa is leaves more to be desired. There's a lot more we can do in terms of like the curriculum. A lot of what is being learned in the forwards of institutions and continents are outdated, and they need to be updated. With AI and access to the internet, like easily updating curriculum is pretty easy. In terms of also the teaching models, how do I put it? Classrooms on the continent often have like the teacher, the lecturer just doling out information to students, and it's not engaging, it's not illustrative. You know, AI enables to create solutions that can be engaging and can be illustrative. Creating whether it's visuals or relevant examples that the tutor can easily understand, things like that. You know, so like definitely like education is one spot where people are already thinking around tinkering with like, okay, how can we adopt AI solutions out there to problems on the African continent? There's education, there's health. There's health. Because in a lot of economies where there are distant, where there's not enough hospitals to go around or doctors to go around, having simple AI tools in rural villages can help proffer answers to simple questions or even complicated questions that a pregnant mother in some sort of shock or whatever it is, or, you know, asks the AI tool, and they can get like really good responses, and then they know, oh, this is a diagnosis of this problem, and this is what we need to do. You get what I'm saying? It gives answers and guides them so that they can get some form of first aid treatment or even proper treatment without the hospital being nearby. You know, so I mean, I think those are like two industries that I really had like really sound solutions around for in Africa.
That's interesting though, because I've been in a couple of situations where, you know, you're walking on the street and something happens to a person that's just randomly walking past. And I wish I would know, like, what's the right thing to do now in terms of first aid. And then you sort of, you're not supposed to, but you just can't, like, you know, stand and watch. Just like, all right, man, let me help you out somehow. Someone please call the ambulance.
Yeah.
So would you say that these two issues are sort of the most pressing social and economic ones that African countries are facing? Or are there others that are perhaps more urgent?
Well, so I wouldn't say so. I'm just saying that in conversations that I've been in, these are like really plausible solutions that I've heard about that looks practicable and relatable and very feasible. We just need to have like the talents to build the solutions, like, or experiments, you know. These are things that look feasible. But yeah, they're definitely, speaking ideologically, like, there are definitely other industries as well that are important that AI could play a role in Africa. Definitely in banking, where there are a lot of transactions going on and voluminous customers. It would be nice to have even customer services or chatbots highly empowered, enhanced by AI that can answer a lot of questions that customers might have. You know, those are like very good use cases that I see in the marketplace, and that could really help improve the quality service from telecommunication companies, banks, you know, things like that. You know, but even at that, thinking about it, health, education, if we get those right, if AI helps solve those problems and we get those right, that could be like really, really fundamental and add a lot of impact and advancement to the continent. Yeah,
by all means. And what role do you think the African governments can play in the development and deployment of artificial intelligence technologies?
Definitely. I like the work that President Kagame has done in Rwanda.
Mm-hmm.
In leading the adoption of technology for that country, creating an enabling environment. I knew a lot of startup founders, even in my country, Nigeria, that have moved to Rwanda just because of the ease of setting up and the government supports that you get. And the Kagame-led government has not only done work internally, but externally, creating awareness, branding to attract support from international governments and all of that. Like, Rwanda is just a great destination for technology. I said that to say that, there's definitely opportunity for African governments to lead in the adoption of this very, very transformative technology on the continent. Let me give you an example, something that Israel did. At the beginning of the explosion of internet security, data analytics, Israel decided to be a leader in that form of technology. You and I, you must know that Israel is a leading country when it comes to cyber security.
By all means.
It was a government-led initiative. It was government-led. They put in money behind it, investments, created awareness, supported people to go, local talent to go into that space. You know, whatever business wanted to play in that space, they were giving grants and all of those. And now today, 10 years later, 15 years later, they're a leader in cybersecurity, and the offshoot of that, the benefit of that is it's not only the companies that are benefiting from it, you know, it's not only the $1 billion companies that have been raised out of that effort that benefit from it, but also the government, because taxes, all those things, tourism even to the country, all those things benefit the country itself. You know, so African governments definitely can lead in the adoption of AI because it is a fundamentally transformative technology. It will change the way we work. It will change the way we interact with technology. It will. So if the government can get talent to go into that space, sponsor talents to go into that space, train them, we can have an arrangement for bonds, whatever it is, and have people developing AI technologies locally. We could even be like, maybe, for example, the South African government could lead this and then become a regional leader supplying talent and solution tech, AI tech, regionally to clients across Africa and just lock down the African continent. Because the truth is, very different players in this space, whether it's Google, whether it's OpenAI, whether it's Microsoft, all these guys, when they've developed their perfect technology, Africa is not the continent they're looking to straight. Like, they're looking to conquer the US market, they're looking to conquer Europe. China is doing its things, looking to conquer China. You know, so any sensible government here could like move into the space, invest in it, and look to provide solutions to clients, and lock down the African continent for itself, you know. So, yeah, definitely, like, they could lead in terms of owning it, having it on their agenda. We want to have the finest talent in AI, in my country, whatever government decides to do that, invest in the talent, train them, send them overseas to learn, acquire the best skills, support businesses that want to develop AI technologies, partner with companies overseas that are playing in this space to help develop solutions for local application in order to enhance whether it's government services or build products that can be sold to private companies. There's just so many ways in which you can play around this. Yeah.
For those of you who've just tuned in, I'm your host, Victor Anakin, and you're listening to Afro Verdict, brought to you by Sputnik Africa. Our guest, Adigoke Oyinie, a tech journalist, shares his view on the role of AI in Africa.
Wouldn't you agree that AI is like kind of a controversial topic because it's an angel to some and a devil to others, so to say? I recently read in a Nigerian newspaper where there was a woman, she got invited for a job interview in the UK, and the guy that invited her was like, look, I'll need you to file in these 5 papers or something like that. And he never got back to her. Like 3 days later, he texts her and says, yeah, like I had GPT do it for me. There's no need anymore. Sorry. And she was devastated because she said, like, I've never heard of this GPT thing and it literally, like, took my job away. So what's your opinion on AI in general? Is it a rather good or rather, I can't say really bad, but yeah, you know what I mean. What's your take on AI?
So, I mean, with every advancement in technology, it always causes shifts. It always leads to shifts in the way we do things. So some people will get jobs, some people will lose their jobs. The important thing is to always understand that the world keeps changing, so always be on the side of change. It's not only AI. When the first car was made, you could imagine that whether it was horse, people who train horses or who serviced bicycles, it would affect them. They would lose their job. So you have to learn how to be a mechanic and fix a car, you know, a vehicle, you like. Whatever technology you want to think about, like, it always changes things. It makes the service and the experience better, and it makes the people who service the previous form of technology, it takes them out of business. They become outdated. So the smart thing is to move and just be on the side of the change. You know, so you really can't. I don't think the AI is there for anything. It's just advancement. And the world will continue to advance. Technology will continue to advance and morph. Different things will continue to change, you know. But the great thing is, I think what I would like to add to this conversation is oftentimes for the naysayers, like, they're often like just fixated on like, oh, it's going to take away jobs. People will lose jobs. But the net change, I believe the net change remains the same. It's still like zero, because for there to be AI, there has to be a lot of minds and talent building the database, learning the technology. Like, there has to be more talent moving into that space. So that talent has got to come from somewhere. Those people were previously doing nothing or doing something else. You know, so it's like conversion of energy from potential to kinetic. It still remains the same, you know. Yeah.
So it's just like you have to keep up with the changes and sort of adapt.
Yeah.
And how do you think can African countries ensure that the benefits of artificial intelligence are distributed fairly and equitably across society?
It's an interesting question.
Yeah, moving into philosophy now.
because I really don't think that the benefit of any technological advancement has been fair, so to say. It always goes to those who position themselves. It goes to those who are able to leverage it. That's how I said. I don't think it's going to be fair. It's dependent on the players themselves, and I don't think it's anything that an African government can do. Except maybe we are talking about national security now or something, but in terms of just day-to-day life, economy, commerce, it's dependent on the people themselves, just upskilling, self-developing themselves and being on the side of change.
What are some of the ethical concerns surrounding the use of artificial intelligence in Africa, and how are these concerns being addressed?
So we've already seen some interesting cases recently. I know of a song that went viral. So this first happened in the US, where I think it was a song of Drake and was it Drake and J. Cole or Kendrick Lamar?
Well, they did it in the multiverse or some, not the multiverse. What do they call it?
So I mean, there was a song. It went viral. People were already listening to it. It was on YouTube. It was on the streaming services, Spotify and the rest. But it was a fake song. Drake didn't release any song. Kendrick didn't release any song. It was someone who used the AI to generate their voice on another song. And the song was already making money.
It was Drake and The Weeknd.
So like the publishing company had to release an announcement, a statement that streaming companies have a responsibility to ensure that copyrighted work or pirated work is not being streamed on their network, so they had to take it down, things like that. And that raises concerns, legal issues, and there was like a Nigerian version of it. I think it was last month as well. There was a Davido, a Burna Boy cover of a song, and it was going viral, And there was also an interview. I don't remember the guy's name. There was an interview with the creator, and it was just being creative and just expressing. He didn't expect it to blow out like that. We're already seeing use cases of what might be unethical practices or uses of AI. People are already being defrauded. I was watching ABC US's Breakfast TV show a couple of weeks back, and there was a family that got a call that their grandson needed. So their grandson called them. He was vacationing, I think, in Miami, and he supposedly called them. Asking, I'm in a tight fix, Grandpa, please send me $1,000. Eventually, later, they found out it wasn't their son. Somebody had called using a programmed voice that sounded like him. So that all these issues are already coming up. However, the sad thing is, Africa still has a lot of issues to grapple with. And creating regulation for AI, we are just beginning to create regulation for social media.
Yeah.
It's just beginning to create regulation for social media. So AI it's a far fetch. We're not even there yet. Like 2 weeks ago, the advertising body in Nigeria just released a controversial policy taxing social media ads, and that is currently being refuted. We still have other issues to deal with, other very base issues, So AI is so far-fetched for Africa, I might say. To start creating policies around, to safeguard around,
You said that there is discussion about implementing AI. So how do you think can African businesses and organizations leverage artificial intelligence to improve their operations and sort of increase efficiency?
Yeah, I mentioned earlier, telecommunications companies, banks, developing AI solutions that serve as or support their customer service units in order to be able to handle a lot of responses, calls coming in from their customers. So it'd be really nice if there's a chatbot or an AI solution that can answer and respond to a lot of queries that thousands of customers have. That would definitely improve the number of customer service calls that they can attend to. And there may be few that might come through that the AI solution couldn't provide an answer to, then somebody can then take it up. you know, and helps. You know, so I definitely see, like, in terms of my customer service, having really, really intelligent AI chatbots can definitely help in that space, yeah.
Probably my last question then. In your vision, how do you see the future of AI unfolding in Africa over the next, say, decade?
I think it will become, within the next decade, I think AI will become mainstream because it's an exciting technology. Exciting. I knew a lot of people are already tinkering with it, especially a lot. And I believe it to be driven by entrepreneurs. A lot of young people are already tinkering with it and saying, what can we do with this? What can we do with this? So I see a scenario where startups, young businesses are building small solutions, small AI products that will then garner usage, garner customers, and over time will get to, will attract institutionalized adoption. Yeah, where like the big companies, the big corporates then adopt them into their operations. Yeah, but in the next 10 years, definitely, definitely, definitely.
And you say that the youth is most likely to sort of say pioneer it, right? Why do you think that? Is there some tendency towards that you can see nowadays?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So because of the, how do I put it? The nature of the solution and the nature of the young people is just to experiment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They are more open to experimentation. They are more open to exploring, you know, and seeing, oh, where does this lead? Where does this take us to? Historically, large corporations are slow to change, you know, very slow to change, you know. So I think it's something that will be championed let me even give the example of big data and cloud technology. I remember when the cloud technology started taking off in the US, it took a couple of years. And then around 2013, 2014, we started seeing Microsoft having cloud, events around cloud in Lagos, Nigeria, and trying to market the technology. So right now, definitely a lot of corporate companies, enterprise, you know, Microsoft is probably servicing them, or Amazon, you know, servicing all these companies in Nigeria, across Africa, you know. So I see a future where locally, like, young people are building, experimenting things and creating white label solutions for particular African needs. And then the major companies, major players, later on start coming to the continent and selling the technology and use cases to companies as well. Yeah.
But would you say the leading role will still stay with the African youth?
Yeah. Yeah. I believe so.
Yeah. Then, Mr. Ini, thanks, man. It was a pleasure chatting with you. It was very interesting to get your insights since you are a tech expert and entrepreneur, like you said.
That was Adigoke Oyini, who gave his take on the progress of the development of artificial intelligence in Africa and the important role the African youth plays in its application. African governments can also have colossal input in promoting and facilitating the adoption of these technologies. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and feel free to let me know what you think. I also remind you, dear listeners, that now you can listen to the Afro Verdict podcast on Castbox, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Deezer, Podcast Addict, and AfriPods. Check out the Sputnik Africa Telegram channel to stay updated on global events. And until next time.
Afro Verdict, brought to you by Sputnik Africa.